我们再继续祷告。
And we have another word of prayer.
主，我们真是渴望圣灵这里做奇妙的工作。
Lord, we do desire the Holy Spirit will do a wonderful work here.
把天上喜乐浇灌在我们众圣徒的心中。
To pour the divine joys into each and every heart of ours.
让你神圣的爱就充满在我们的里边。
And may all of us will be filled by the divine love.
好叫你的儿女们在地上的时候能够脱离掉那些悲苦、那些叹息、那些埋怨的光景。
And so that we can deliver from our suffering and our complaining conditions.
让我们进入在你面前歌唱赞美那种甜美的生活。
So that we can truly enter into this sweet life with a joy and also with a praising.
我们今天在那学习操练。
And today we are learning, we are exercising.
那天当你来到的时候。
On the day when you come.
我们要和天上的众天使、众天君一同来歌唱。
And we're going to sing together with all the hosts and the angels in the heaven.
在永世里面把无终的歌赞美献上给你。
And in eternity, we'll give you the everlasting songs to you.
以祝福我们今天早上的聚集。
We ask you to bless our meeting together tonight.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们亲弟兄姊妹先读诗篇二十二篇。
We ask the brothers and sisters, let's first read Psalm 22.
诗篇二十二篇第三节。
Psalm 22 verse 3.
大家一起来读啊。
All together.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列赞美为宝座的。再读以弗所书第五章。
We're going to read Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章我们的十九节跟二十节。
We're going to read verses 19 and 20.
好，我们一起来读啊。
Together.Speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
Always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to God, even the Father. 又当成敬畏的心，彼此顺服。我们先读这两处。
We're going to first read these two passages.
等一下我们还会读更多的圣经。
And we're going to read some more later on.
在大卫做王之后
So after David was made king,
他有心愿要为神建造殿宇
And he has this desire to build a temple for God.
神因为某一种原因没有让大卫来建造圣殿
And yet for some reason, God didn't allow David to build a temple.
是大卫的儿子所罗门最后是建造圣殿
Rather, the temple was built by David's son Solomon.
但是呢大卫却为神的殿预备了各样建殿的材料等等。
And yet David has prepared all kinds of materials for the building of the temple.
不但预备了些材料各样的金银丰富。
Not only has he prepared those abundant materials, gold and silver.
并且大卫啊也把将来在神的殿中要有的各样的服饰都已经启示出来已经讲出来。
And he also set up all the services to be held in the temple.
他就事先安排了将来在殿中祭司利未人也怎样各种的服侍。
And so he arranged the priests and the Levites how they are to serve.
他讲到陈设饼要怎么摆设。
He talked about how to place the showbread.
他们先祭先翻祭先受着祭等等也如何的进行。
And then how they ought to offer the burnt offerings and all the other offerings.
大卫都有很好的安排很好的交代。
And David had a very good arrangements there.
他其中有两项的服饰啊我们平常不大注意。
And yet among those services, two of them were not caught too much attention.
一项呢大卫有安排将来在神殿中啊有很多看守门的。
And one of them is the gatekeepers.
另一样呢是大卫安排了在神殿中啊 有许多歌唱赞美的班次。
And the other is the many, there's many singers in the temple.
这两项呢我们平常不大去注意。
And these are two services, we don't really pay too much attention to.
但是当我读到历代志这样圣经的时候。
And yet when I read First Chronicles,
我常常就觉得为什么神用这么大的篇幅来讲到在神殿中要怎样的开门，在神殿中要怎样的歌唱和赞美。
And I just wonder why God would like to use so much, so many chapters to describe how to keep the gate and how to sing praises in the temple.
好像他的篇幅啊，还超过你在圣殿当中怎么献祭啊，怎么摆设圣食饼啊，怎么样，料理这个金灯台啊，等等。
And as if the description about these two services is more than the others, like how to offering and how to take care of the lampstand in the temple.
光是讲到这神殿中歌唱赞美啊，这里在这里起码讲了六章圣经。
And so it takes at least six chapters to describe how to sing praises to the Lord.
那么上一次呢，我在这里和弟兄姊妹交通啊。在神殿中开门的。
And the last time I share with the brothers and sisters here and concerning the gatekeepers in the temple.
那么今天早晨呢，我想和弟兄姊妹来交通啊，在神殿中歌唱的。
And today I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters concerning the singers in the temple.
讲到在神殿中歌唱呢，我们还要读许多的圣经节。
And concerning this service, we're going to read many passages.
我们现在就读历代志上第六章。
And now let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志上第六章31节到48节。
We're going to read from verse 31 to verse 48.
但因为这个圣经啊实在太长太多。
And since there's a lot of verses here.
所以我们大概没有那么多时间来完全读。我就挑几节来读一读。
And so I probably just pick and choose a few verses from this passage.
我们先读31节吧。
Let's first read verse 31.
31节。
Verse 31.
有贵安神之后
there are those who
大卫派人
给耶和华
殿中管理歌唱的事
after the ark rested there.
这是在有贵安排有贵安神之后安神之后啊大卫所安排的事情
so that is after the ark rested there and that's how David arranged things
接着32个33
and we're going to read verse 32 and 33
他们就在会幕前当歌唱的差即使所罗门在耶路撒冷建造了耶和华的殿他们也按照班次供职供职的人和他们的子孙记在下面下面我们就下面就不读了就过去了
okay, so we stop here
他这里讲到供职的子孙记在下面他先是讲到在歌校的子孙当中呢，也歌唱了希满。
And so now he talks about among the sons of Kohathites were Heman.
那下面都是希满的子孙。
And then the sons of Heman.
然后我们再读到第39节。
Now let's jump to verse
39. 那希满的族兄亚撒。
And now he talk about Heman's brother Asaph.
是亚撒的子孙。
And then the sons of Asaph.
然后是44节。
Then let's go to verse 44.
他们族弟兄米拉利的子孙呢在他们左边供职的有以探。
And now he says that on the left hand were their kinsmen, the sons of Merari, Ethan.
这下面都是以探的子孙。
Then it recorded about the sons of Ethan.
所以我们这些呢就暂时略过去。
We're gonna skip what the verses in between.
这都是大卫在耶和华的殿中安排了歌唱的班次。
And so this is what has been set up by David concerning singing praises in the temple.
然后我们再读第十五章。
And now let's turn to chapter 15.
十五章第十六节到二十二节。
And we're going to read from verse 16 to verse 22.
我们先读16节17节。
Let's first read verses 16 and 17.
大卫吩咐利未人的族长，还他们歌唱的弟兄，用琴瑟和钹作乐，欢欢喜喜的大声歌颂。十七节，于是利未人派约珥的儿子希迈和他弟兄中比利家的儿子亚撒，并他们族弟兄米拉利子孙的乌撒亚的儿子一团。等等等啊，我们下面又把它稍微略略一下啊。
So we're going to skip the next few verses.
这样的十九节吧。
Let's jump to verse 19.
这样派歌唱的希迈、亚撒、以团、敲铜钹、大发响声啊，我们也把它略过去。
And we're going to skip the next
few verses. 然后我们就再读第16章好。
And let's turn to chapter 16.
16章第四节到第十一节。
From verse 4 to verse 11.
第四节的大卫派几个利未人在耶和华的约柜前侍奉颂扬称谢赞美耶和华以色列的神再略过去这是第四第七节
We're going to skip to verse 7
那日大卫初次借亚撒和的弟兄以诗歌称颂耶和华说你们要称谢耶和华求告他的名在万民中传扬他的作为要向他唱诗歌颂谈论他一切奇妙的作为要以他的圣名夸耀寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜要寻求耶和华与他的能力时常寻求他的面这集讲到他们在神面歌唱赞美啊要寻求耶和华与他的能力时常寻求他的面
So now here in their praises and their singing they said that they need to seek the Lord and his strength and see his face continually
然后我们再跳到第25章
Now let's turn to chapter 25
25章全章都是讲到歌唱的班次
And then now for the entire chapter talk about the singing
当然我们不能把全章都读过了下来啊
And we don't have time to go through the entire chapter.
那么我们就先读第一节。
So we're going to read verse 1.
大卫和众首领分派亚撒、希迈并耶杜顿的子孙弹琴、鼓瑟、敲钹、唱歌。那么他们共奏的人记在下面。下面等等等等，我们也跳过去。
And then the rest, there's a lot of names recorded.
我们再读第七节好了。
And we're going to jump to verse 7.
他们和他们的弟兄学习颂赞耶和华。善于歌唱的共有288人、这里讲到一个非常一个浩大的一个班次
Now it talks about there's a big group
在歌唱赞美的一共有288人
And for the singers there were 288
那么这个下面第九节一直都末了呢就是讲到这个288个人他们怎样的分班次的
And so now from the verse 9 till the end of the chapter talks about how they divided these 288 people.
他一共分24个班。
And they have 24 groups.
每班呢12个人。
And for each lot there were
24 乘12就是288个人。
And it's a 12 times 12.
好我们再跳到历代志下。
And now there's a turn to a second chronicles.
历代志下第五章。
And Second Chronicles chapter 5.
第五章我们就读12节到14节好。
We're going to read from verse 12 to verse 14.
他们出圣所的时候歌唱的利未人亚撒希迈耶杜顿和他们的众子弟众弟兄都穿细麻布衣服
在圣所的时候
歌唱的利未人亚撒都站在坛的东边敲钹鼓瑟弹琴同着他们有120个祭司吹号吹号的歌唱的 都一起发声，声合为一，赞美感谢耶和华，切号翘拔，用各样的乐器扬声赞美耶和华。耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。那时耶和华的殿有云充满，甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的圣殿。怎么了一句啊，告诉我们这许多的利未人祭司，当他们歌唱赞美带来的结果啊，结果呢是耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
So the last verse tells us that as the priests were singing and praising the Lord, and the cloud of the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
这些圣经节都是给我们看见，当时大卫所安排在殿中服侍的那歌唱赞美的班次何等的庞大。
So we can see that there's what a big group David has established to sing and praise the Lord in the temple of God.
并且圣经呢有很多的篇幅不厌其烦的讲了又讲，讲了又讲。
And then the Bible uses a lot of chapters to describe this service repeatedly.
所以这告诉我们什么事呢？
So what does that tell us?
那些讲的歌唱赞美在神面前的重要。
It talks about the importance of singing and praising before God.
告诉我们读的诗篇22篇第三节说。
And then the song we just read, 22 verse 3.
耶和华神是用以色列赞美为宝座的。
It says that the Lord God was enthroned upon the praise of Israel.
这个宝座也可以翻作居所。
And the throne can also be translated as a dwelling place.
耶和华神是用以色列赞美为居所的。
So therefore, we can see that the Lord God has found His dwelling place among the praises of Israel.
这个意思就是说啊，哪里有神儿女们的赞美歌唱？
And it talks about wherever there is a singing and praising of the children of God.
哪里就看见神的宝座设立在那里？
Then there we could find the throne of God.
哪里有神的儿女们的歌唱赞美？
Wherever there is a singing and praising of the children of God.
哪里就看见神就住在其中？
There we can find His dwelling place.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，
so、dear
比方说
for example,
我们五个弟兄姊妹大家在一起，
and for brothers and sisters, as we gather together,
我们谈论的是一些家常琐事，
and we just talk about details in our daily life,
地上的发生了种种的各样的事情，
and the things that, that are happening around us,
那么好一点就是闲谈吧，
and it's a good is we justsome have some random conversation.
差一点就是说长道短。
And if worse yet, we may be gossiping.
东家长西家短。
And we might talk about things concerning family or that.
或者讲讲我们自己的很多的不满。
Or we may complain.
里面充满很多的牢骚。
And there's a lot of bitterness.
或者讲到我自己怎么怎么软弱。
And or talk about our weaknesses.
你想象呢，如果我们大家聚在一起啊，就讲到我的软弱，我的失败，或者是我们家里中很多的难处，哎呀，真是我很吃不消了。
And so if we gather just in a way that we talk about our weaknesses, our difficulties, and all our troubles, and then it's very hard to bear.
假设我们就在这样一种情形里面，那个神的荣耀能不能展现出来？
So if we only gather in such a way, could the glory of God be manifested?
能不能看见神的宝座就在这里啊？
Could we truly see God's throne right there?
那反过来。But, 如果我们弟兄姊妹大家聚在一起，
But on the opposite, if we gather in a different way,
我们都在主面前歌唱赞美。
So we are all to sing and praise before the Lord.
虽然我这个人常常失败，
Even I have much failure.
但是神的恩典真的何等的丰富。
And yet God's grace is always so abundant.
所以我们聚在一起的时候，都是来赞美歌唱的。
So if we gather and to sing and to praise,
并且在任何环境中我们都歌唱赞美。
And no matter what circumstances we might be in, we all sing and praise.
当他被小偷偷了东西之后，他还要赞美神。
And just like a brother who has been robbed by a robber, and he was still praising God.
一个弟兄就是当他被小偷偷了之后啊，他就赞美神，因为偷去东西不多。
And so that brother actually was stolen, and yet he was praising God because what he lost was not that much. And that thief didn't hurt him.
啊，所以我们呢要凡事感谢神。
So we need to thank God in all things.
所以在任何环境当中，一感谢神，赞美神。
And under all circumstances, we need to praise Him and give thanks to Him.
另外，别的人一看见了之后，哎。耶和华神正在你们中间。
And if we are being witnesses by others, they will say that yes, indeed, the Lord God is among you.
家里失火了还在赞美神。
They will say that even your house is on fire, you still are praising God.
你越是在地上跌了脚把腿跌断了还要赞美神。
And even you broke your leg, you are still praising God.
这帮人真是不是世上普通的人。
And they are not ordinary people.
这帮人是啊我们看见神与他们同在。
And these people with the presence of the Lord.
所以当神的儿女们歌唱赞美的时候啊，就把神的同在就带进来了。
As children of God, if we are singing and praise the Lord, then we are ushering the presence of the Lord.
所以以弗所书第五章才告诉我们，当用诗章、颂诗、灵歌、歌唱赞美的来歌颂敬拜神。
And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 5, it says that we are to speak to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs.
所以这歌唱赞美啊，就能够把神的荣耀带进来，把神的荣耀显明出来。
And when we sing and praise to God, then we can usher in the presence of God and also to manifest His glory.
这也就是很多弟兄姊妹觉得教会当中什么聚会最好啊。
So that's why many brothers and sisters feel one meeting among all many church meetings the best.
是薄饼聚会最好。
And actually that meeting is a breaking of bread meeting.
因为别的聚会啊都是为着人的需要。
Because all other meetings are for the needs of men.
为着传福音的话是为着福音朋友们。
If we are to preach the gospel, that's for the needs of the gospel friends.
是为着解决我的许多问题，许多我的难处。
And in our prayer meetings, we try to deal with our own difficulties.
讲到聚会是来听要讲讲一些神的话语呢，叫我们得到供应。
And so in the message meeting, we are to listen to the word of the Lord so that we can be supplied.
我们查经聚会是为着让我们对神的心意、对神的话语能更多的认识。
And so in our Bible study, we try to find have a better understanding of God and also His will.
是所有的聚会都是为着我们、为着人。
And all other meetings are for us, for men.
唯独这个薄饼纪念主的聚会啊，整个目标就向着神去。
But only for the breaking of bread meetings, the sole focus of that meeting is toward God.
在薄饼聚会里面，我们的中心就是主耶稣自己。
And in that meeting, the only focus is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们眼睛所看见的是这位荣耀的、宝贵的主耶稣。
We are to see this glorious and precious Lord.
我们歌唱的是赞美主耶稣，敬拜神。
And as we sing to the, our Lord Jesus Christ to praise God.
我们是享受的是主耶稣的摆设的各样的丰富。
And we are to enjoy the all abundance prepared by the Lord.
这个薄饼纪念主的聚会啊，就把所有的一切，每一个人，我们心中的赞美歌声，都是向着神的宝座而去。
So in the breaking of bread meetings, all our hearts and our praises are being given toward the Lord Himself.
所以啊，最能够叫神得到满足的，就是这个薄饼聚会里面。充满了歌唱和赞美。
So what could satisfy God's heart most is the breaking of bread meetings is to be filled with all praises and singing.
还有一点呢，当神得到满足的时候啊，你我也就得到满足。
Another point is when God's heart is satisfied, then all our hearts will be satisfied too.
如果不叫神得到满足的话呢，你我也不会满足。
If a God is not satisfied, then neither can we.
所以当我们把歌唱、把赞美、把敬拜一个都献到神面前去。
So we need to give our praise and singing and thanksgiving toward the Lord.
神得到高举，神得到荣耀的时候啊，神的心最满足，是不是？
When God is exalted, when He is glorified, His heart will be satisfied.
所以我们这些参加薄饼聚会的人呢，因为神满足了之后啊，我们也觉得很满足。今天，参加薄饼聚会，饱饱足足享受了一次。
And so when we come to the breaking of bread meetings, when God is satisfied, we are all satisfied. And
那我们再来看到，将来的勇士里边呢，神要的是什么东西？
And now let's see what God desires after in eternity.
在勇士里面最重要的服事是什么？
What is the most important service in eternity?
是不是讲到？
Is that to preach the message?
是不是祷告啊？
Is that to pray?
在不必，还不要传福音啊？
And are you to preach the gospel?
现在永世里面呢，没有传福音聚会了。
And in the eternity, there will be no gospel meeting.
也没有祷告聚会了。
There will be no prayer meeting.
也不需要讲道。
And you don't need to preach.
在永世里面呢，你看看啊，启示录第四章、第五章给我们看见了，都是赞美和敬拜。
So in eternity from Revelation chapter 4 and 5, we can see that it's filled with praise and worship.
那天约翰被圣灵提到天上宝座跟前。
On that day when the Apostle John was lifted up to heaven,
看见整个宇宙的中心就神的宝座。
And he saw the very center of the entire universe is the throne of God.
那宝座四活物还有二十四位长老。
And around the throne there were four living creatures and 24 elders.
然后许多蒙救赎的人。
And those who have been saved by grace.
还有整个宇宙万有。
And all the creatures in the entire universe.
都一同围绕着这个宝座来歌唱赞美。
They are all gathered together before the throne to give praise and worship.
好，刚才我们唱的诗歌。
And the song we just sang.
听了千万声音如同雷鸣，是不是？
And here we can see that the sound like a thunder.
穹苍之中是满了阿们啊。
And the entire universe is filled with amen.
是将来在永世里边就是以歌唱赞美来敬拜神为中心的。
And so in eternity, the entire universe is to worship and praise God as a very center.
那么今天呢，为着将来我们进入永世里面在神面前歌唱赞美啊，所以今天我们必须要做，今天我们身上开始来赞美起。
Because we are to praise and worship the Lord in eternity, then even today we are learning to praise and worship Him.
但是要注意一个点啊。
But one point we need to pay attention to.
在歌唱赞美的学习啊，就是在旧约里面一切都是外表的东西。
And so concerning our learning to sing and to praise, and that is in the Old Testament time, everything was outward.
在祭司立位人他们歌唱赞美啊，都是仪文的，都是外面。
And for the priests and the Levites, when they sang and when they praised, all they did was a ritual.
都是一些形式上的安排。
And thou hast arranged the formality.
所以我们要不要回到旧约里面去，也来设立很大的一个歌唱的班次啊？
And so do we need to return to the Old Testament time and to form a big choir?
在今天新约时代啊，要从外面的就转到里面来。
Now we are under the new covenant, we need to turn from the outside to inside.
所以主耶稣说，时候将到，现在就是了。
And the Lord says that the time is near and now it is.
那真正拜父的，用心灵和真实来拜他。
And those who worship the Father shall worship in spirit, also in truth.
所以今天呢，我们不需要学习像旧约一样啊，我们教会也设立一个大歌唱班子，也来个288个人的歌唱赞美班。
And so today we don't need to set up a big choir, we'll have a huge group to sing praises.
我们预备鼓啊、琴啊、或者彩号啊，还有什么东西啊，很多很多的乐器，是吧？
And we don't need to prepare the harp, lyres, or trumpets, or many other instruments of music.
要不要预备这些东西啊？
Do we need to prepare all those?
新约时代啊，要从外面的转到我们里边来。
And so under the new covenant, we are all to turn from the outside toward the inside.
所以只要学习的不是在外面的样式。
So what we are to learn is not the outward formality.
只要学习的要进到里面来歌唱，用心灵和真实来歌唱赞美。
And what we are all to learn is to sing from within in our spirit, also in truth.
我们的大卫来做一个榜样。
And we can use David as an example.
圣经里面说啊，大卫是一个善于弹琴的人。
And the Bible says that David was a very good at the lyre.
善于弹琴，也就是说他是善于歌唱赞美的人。
And that is to say that he was one good at singing and praising.
大卫做王以后啊，他在圣殿中有那样庞大的班次的设立啊。
And so when David set up such a big groups of singing and praising.
就是说他能够带起那么多的歌唱赞美来。
And that is to say that he could lead so many people in singing and praising.
主要是大卫这个人他自己啊，从少年时代一直到晚年呢，他都是一直活在歌唱赞美里面。
And that is to say that David from his youth till his very last day, he was in the singing and praising to the Lord.
他在任何阶段呢，他都在神面前满了歌唱，满了赞美。
And no matter what stage in his life, he was always singing and praising to God.
这诗篇150篇的里面，有大部分都是大卫的歌唱赞美。
Amongst the 150 songs, and many of them were David's singing and praising. And for example, David, when he was in his youth,
他是一个牧羊的人,
and he was a shepherd boy,
他去牧羊的时候啊, 就常常, 和那个羊啊, 一同躺在青草地上。
So when he was a shepherd in the sheep, he was a lion with the sheep on the grass.
所以我们说最喜欢的诗篇23篇呢, 就是大卫在牧羊的时候啊, 就学习唱, 来歌唱。
And so, the one very favorable shepherd's song was a Psalm 23.
我想诗篇23篇, 我们在座弟兄姊妹大部分都会背的啊。
And for many of us, probably we can recite that.
耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不知缺乏。
It says that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not be want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上, 领我在可安息的水边。
And he makes me lie down in the green pastures and he leads me beside the quiet water.
并且是歌唱出来, 这个诗篇都可以歌唱。
And so not only David could sing and he could also praise.
诗篇第八篇也是这样。
And that's also true for Song 8.
当大卫躺卧在青草地上歌唱赞美的时候,
And when David was on the grass land and he was singing and praising,
他观看神指着所造的天、月亮、星宿等等。
And when he looked at the heaven created by God, the moon and the stars,
他里面又歌唱起来了。 耶和华我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美！
And then in his heart he was singing, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name above all the earth."
和你说城市的月亮星宿。
And when I look at the heavens and the sun and stars you have created,
我就要说，人算什么？你竟这么顾念我们呢？
And I will say that what is man that you are mindful of us?
神算什么？你竟这么眷顾我啊？
And what is man that even you care for us?
是大卫在少年时代。 他歌唱赞美,
and that's David's singing when in his youth.
但后来大卫被扫罗被那个撒母耳告他做王的时候,
but later when David was anointed by Samuel to be king,
这一下难处就来了。
Now the trouble came.
以前他的少年时代过得很快乐的。
In his youth, actually, he was very happy.
就是耶和华神差遣撒母耳去告他做以色列王的时候，那大麻烦就来了。
And after, but after he was anointed by Samuel, and then all the trouble came.
你想这个扫罗王怎么能容得下这个大卫来代替我做王呢？
And how could the king Saul bear the fact that David is to take his place?
这扫罗千方百计的要杀害大卫。
Therefore, King Saul was to use all kinds of schemes to kill David.
那么大卫呢,
Therefore, David had to flee to the wilderness.
当大卫逃到旷野去的时候呢，那真是太多难处，太多辛苦的事情，是不是？
So when David was in the wilderness, he was full of troubles in all kinds of afflictions.
那个时候，诗篇34篇呢，就大卫就学习了会唱少壮士志，还确实任恶。
And therefore, in Psalm 34, David learned to say that for the young lions do lack and suffer hunger.
但寻求耶和华的人呢,
but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want or of any good thing.
所以他在逃避扫罗的时候，就尝到主恩那个甜美的滋味。
And so when he was on the flee, and he actually tasted the sweetness of the Lord.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。 便知道他是美善。
And you need to take the goodness of the Lord and know that he is good.
是在旷野逃难的时候，他也学习了歌唱赞美。
So when he was fleeing in the wilderness, he learned to praise and sing to the Lord.
就当大卫做王以后呢？
So after David was made king,
他还是学习歌唱赞美。
And he also continued to learn to sing and praise.
上行诗里边呢，有好几篇就是大卫做王之后以后写。
And in the Psalms of Ascent, and that was written by David.
人对我说，我们要往哪里去？
And he says that when people, I was glad when they said to me.
人对我说，我们往耶路撒冷去。
And where should they go? And they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. And my heart was filled with gladness. And Jerusalem is to be built like a strong fortress. Even when David was a king, he still learned to sing and praise.
等到他后来失败之后,
and later when he failed,
做王做到一个时候啊，他以后就渐渐的放松自己了。
And when he was a king for an extended period of time, he started to lax.
他犯了一件非常大的罪。
And he made, committed a great, great sin. And he was disciplined by God. And David again was in affliction. So when he was chastised by the prophet, and then David at that time learned to sing Psalm 51. And he said that from my top of my head and to my soul, we are filled with sin. God, please forgive my sin.
用牛膝草洁净我的污秽。
And please cleanse me with a hyssop.
诗篇51篇最后一句话非常好。
And the last verse of Psalm 51 is very
good.
So when David confessed his sin before God and asked him to restore him a spirit of joy.
他摸了啊，大卫就祷告赞美啊，愿神啊随着你的美意来。
And in verse 18, he said, then he prayed and praised, said that by your favor, do good to Zion.
照着你的美意啊, 建造耶路撒冷,
and build the walls of Jerusalem.
所以在失败的过程当中啊, 他学习了认识神在我身上的工作。
So even during his failure, he learned to know the building work of God in his life.
神就把我的光景显明出来。
And actually, God revealed my condition.
我本来以为我大卫是一个非常完美的人。
And I thought to myself, David was a perfect man.
但是神啊, 为着建造我这个人。
And yet God was to build me up.
脱离我的自己。
And to deliver me from myself.
让我, 在这样的环境当中, 受到试炼, 而显出本相。
So that I could be tried under such circumstances so that my true condition could be exposed.
这些工作都神在那建造耶路撒冷。
And that is the work of God's building his city Jerusalem.
要让这个锡安的荣耀就被显明出来。
So that the glory of Zion can be manifested.
所以呢, 大卫就在这一生的过程当中啊, 都在学习在任何环境里边来赞美敬拜神。
So for David, all throughout his lifetime, he learned to sing and praise God.
那么现在我们来讲到, 在神殿中歌唱是什么意思?
So now we would like to talk about the meaning of singing in the temple of God.
因为神是用以色列赞美为宝座的。
Because God is enthroned by the praises of Israel.
所以我们现在讲到, 在神殿中赞美呢, 就讲了, 教会的聚会, 必须要有丰富的赞美和歌唱。
And therefore, we talk about the praise in the temple, and that is referring to the church meetings, we should be filled with praise and thanksgiving.
就神的儿女们啊, 大家聚在一起的时候, 如果充满感谢, 充满赞美, 充满歌唱的话呀, 你看见了, 哎, 神的宝座, 神的荣耀就展现出来了, 是不是?
So that is to say that as children of God, as we gather, if our time is filled with the praises and the thanksgiving and also and the singing, then the God's glory will be manifested.
记得歌唱赞美, 把神的同在就带进来。
Through singing and praising, we are to usher in the presence of God.
所以歌唱赞美就是对神的敬拜的一种方式。
And so the singing and praising is a form of worshiping God.
我呢不大喜欢呢，就是在聚会的时候啊，领事的弟兄唱了两首诗歌之后啊，哎，就下面请讲道弟兄来讲道。
And so in the meetings, I don't like the song leaders to after leading two songs and then he will ask the speaker to speak.
今天建辉弟兄带的是很好。And
then Brother Chan did a good job today.
他很能够把那个美好的感觉就带进来。And
then he could truly lead us into the feeling, the wonderful feeling of the song.
但有的时候我就参加一个聚会。But
sometimes when I went to a meeting,
一个弟兄就唱一首诗歌。
And so a song leader led the song.
再唱一首诗歌,
another song.
不管有没有感觉,
no matter whether you are entering into that feeling. And afterwards, okay, Brother Wang, please come up.
前面两首诗歌啊, 什么感觉都没带起来,
and for those two songs, you have not entered into the feelings. And all of us, our hearts are still pretty dry.
就把这个领事啊, 就当作一个什么, 一个开场白。
And so we are treating the singing as a, just an introduction to the message. Because we are in the church meetings, we ought to sing some songs.
哪像个聚会呢?
If a meeting is without songs, it is not considered
as a meeting.
So now we need to fulfill our duties by singing two songs.
好了,就请你来讲道吧。
And now we are done, and please come up and speak.
我是真是盼望那个像建会一样,能够一面歌唱赞美的时候, 正是能把神的同在带进来的。
And I don't like that condition that much. And I truly hope that we can all be like just like our brother did.
换句话说, 会前的领事不是聚会的一个开场白。
And so to, we can enter into the feeling. So in other words, that the singing time is not just an introduction.
我们的唱诗歌, 本身就是对神的一种赞美和敬拜。
Our singing by itself is worshiping and praising God.
就借着诗歌和赞美啊, 就把神的荣耀,把神的甘美,把神的那许多的丰富啊,就带进来。
And through our singing and the praising, we are ushering God's glory and His sweetness and all His abundance to be among us.
像我们聚会的弟兄姊妹,个个人因此这个诗歌啊,里面都心花怒放了。
And because of our singing, all our hearts will be opened up.
哎呀,真是我们心灵就被吸引到天上去了。
And all our hearts will be attracted to heaven.
有人说, 这两半年之前,当穆迪弟兄讲道的时候,
And some people said that about 200 years when Brother Moody was preaching.
其穆迪领诗歌的是一个Sankey弟兄。
And so the song leader was Brother Sankey.
有人告诉我们, 当那个Sankey弟兄一领诗歌啊,
And we were told that when Brother Sankey was leading the song,
在穆迪还没有讲道之前, 好多的罪人都悔给穆恩得救了。
And even before Brother Moody was to speak, many sinners repented.
所以领诗歌不是一个开场白。
And so singing time is not just an introduction.
我们也不要把它当作是, 反正现在还在唱诗, 我们晚一点去可以听到就好了。
And so we should not have this attitude that oh, now it's still singing time, we can be a little bit late to just making time for message.
前面是开场白啊,这个领事啊,就马马虎虎了啊。
And we can, or we don't should have the attitude that we can skip the introduction.
这个都不是的,本身,诗歌的本身就是对神的敬拜。
All the songs by themselves are a worship to the Lord.
我们一面心灵就向天开启了。
As we sing the hymns and we are opening our hearts to heaven.
神的荣耀,神的丰富啊,
and God's riches and His glory will fill our hearts.
那么这个呢是神殿中歌唱的一方面的意义。
So there's one aspect of the meaning of a singing in the temple.
但另外一方面,在神殿中歌唱啊, 还有更深一层的意义。
Another aspect the meaning is even deeper.
神的殿就是神的居所。
Because the temple of God is a dwelling place of God.
是神同在的地方。
It is His presence, where His presence is.
所以在神殿中歌唱呢, 就讲到我们进到神的同在里边来歌唱来赞美。
So we are, when we are singing in the temple of God, that is to say that we are entering into the presence of God to sing and praise.
大卫不是曾经说过一句话吗?
David once said this.
有一件事我曾经寻求,
and one thing I'm seeking after, now I'm still seeking.
就一生一世住在耶和华的殿中, 瞻仰他的荣美。
That is to dwell in the temple of God to behold His beauty.
大卫所说的一生一世住在耶和华的殿中啊, 那个时候, 神的殿还没有。
And that all his life, when David said that the temple of God was not yet built.
所以大卫讲到住在神的殿中啊, 这个意思就是进到神的同在里边去。
So when David said that to dwell in the temple of God, that he meant was to enter into the presence of God.
瞻仰到神的荣美。
To behold his beauty.
所以在神殿中并不是外面的一个形式。
Therefore, the temple of God is not something outward.
那是我的里面,我进到神的同在里面呢,和神连接在一起。
Rather, inwardly, I have entered into the presence of God in this connection.
所以当我们这样摸着神的同在,遇到神自己的时候,我们里面就发出歌唱赞美来。
So if we are entering into such a way to touch God Himself from the depth of our hearts, we will sing and we will praise.
这样的歌唱赞美啊, 就不是外面一种形式。
So in singing and praising such a way, and it is not some outward form.
我们参加过很多的唱诗班。
And we have joined many choirs.
有的唱诗班是很好的。
And some of the choirs are very good.
但有的唱诗班呢，有的人就唱，就是外表的一种形式而已。
And but for some others, they are just doing just for the sake of our form.
到底里面有没有把主的丰富、把主的同在带进来，给弟兄姊妹都能充分的享受到？
Have you ushered in the riches and the glory of God so to be a blessing to brothers and sisters?
是只有当我们摸着神的同在，从心灵里面发出涌出美食来的时候，那一种歌唱赞美啊，才叫神得到真正的满足。
And only when we are touched the presence of God in the front of our hearts, we can sing praises, then that could satisfy the heart of God.
所以我们今天就学习到怎样在神殿中歌唱赞美呢？
So today, what should we learn to sing and praise in the temple of God?
我稍微举几个点就好。
And I would like to mention a few points.
我想头一件事情呢，就是当你看见了神，摸着了神，那么神的作为向你显明出来的时候，你里面涌出美食来。
And the first point is that when you see God and see His work, and then from the depth of your heart, so you will give Him praise.
也就是说，看见神的作为、神的荣耀，而有献上的赞美。
And that is a praise offered because of His glory and also His work.
就像以色列人啊，当他们出了埃及。
Just like the people of Israel when they were led out of Egypt.
摩西和法老之间那个十次的征战。
And after they went through these 10 battles between Moses and the Pharaoh.
他们就浩浩荡荡地离开埃及，就奔向神要他们去的那个迦南美地。
And then they left Egypt and on their way to the promised land, the land of Canaan.
然后又碰见红海的拦阻。
But they, in front of them was the Red Sea.
后面法老又后悔了，这边又追赶来了。
And then they were chased by the chariots of Pharaoh.
所以神的百姓那个时候前有红海，后有追兵。
So now they were in a condition that they have a Red Sea in front of them, they have a chariots of Pharaoh behind them.
那真是抱得举紧了。
And they were in such a dilemma.
怎么办？
What should they do?
就是摩西一伸杖。
And at that time, Moses just stretched out his staff.And then the rest of the world were parted.
从红海，很容易的经过。
And the people of Israel went through the parted Red Sea.
法老和他的这边呢，统统被淹埋在红海的洪水里边。
And then the Pharaoh and his chariots were, and all his armies were drowned in the Red Sea.
所以以色列一看见神的这种浩大的奇妙的作为。
And when Moses saw such a great work, wonderful work of the Lord.
摩西就和以色列一同歌唱赞美。
So in Exodus chapter 15, and Moses and all the people of Israel sing praises to God.
就看见神奇妙的作为来赞美他。
And they saw the wonderful work of God and they praise Him.
所以有的时候啊，我们去看到神所创造的一些伟大的也美好的风景。
And sometimes if we are to go out and to see the great creation of God.
我在想到有一次我去那个多伦多附近看见去参观那个尼加拉瀑布的时候。
And I remember one time I was in the area of Toronto and we went to Niagara Falls.
尼加拉瀑布那个气势磅礴，那个宏大的样子啊。
And we will see such a great majestic falls.
这看就神奇妙的作为在显出来的时候。
And that was manifested about God's creation.
许多人都发出赞美了，你真伟大。
And many people were singing praises and to God, how great thou art.
就像我们诗歌里面有第七首就这么讲的啊。
Just like this, in the Hymnary chapter number 7, how great thou art.
我每逢静念默思。
And, the God, when I meditate and think about.
你所造创真的何等的伟大，何等的奇妙。
And all the things that world has made.
所以我的灵就歌唱，我的灵就赞美。
Therefore, my spirit will sing, my spirit will praise.
只看见神奇妙的作为而显出来。赞美敬拜神。
And that is a praise and a singing because of God's wonderful works.
第二点呢。
And the second point.
在我们与神的交通中享受到神的丰富和甘甜。
And that is in our fellowship when we enjoy the sweetness and abundance of God.
因为我在里面摸着了神的甘美。献上的歌唱敬拜。
And that is a praise and a singing offered to God because we have enjoyed the beauty and then also the sweetness of Him.
刚才我们看见神外面的作为。
And we just mentioned that we.
献上了我们里边呢，我们里边和神之间的交通啊，享受到天上的丰富，天上的那个喜乐。
And then, we just mentioned that our work of the Lord, and now we have entered into this inward fellowship to enjoy the divine sweetness and fellowship. Then your heart will start to sing praises. And now you have a melody ringing in your heart.
我以前啊, 唱诗歌本领, 560首啊,
In the past, I didn't pay too much attention to this hymn.
那近来这段时间呢, 我很喜欢这首诗歌。
But recently, I have come to love this hymn.
你们知道第一句怎么唱的?
And remember what the first leadings?
耶稣是我的，我有把握，是不是？下面一句更好。这是我一场荣耀生活。有一次我唱到这里啊，哦，感谢赞美主。耶稣是我的，里面有了把握之后，我就尝到说一场荣耀生活了。
So it says that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. It is a foretaste of a glory divine.
哎，我的心呢，真是立刻被吸引了。And
so that we can have a foretaste of a glory, divine glory.
这就是我所渴慕的，我能够尝到荣�al生活。And
that is what I'm longing after. I can enjoy the divine glory.
每一天呢，我都能够活在这种荣�al生活的里边。And
true hope that every Christian could live in this such divine glory.
所以这个诗歌，克罗斯的姊妹写，他就讲到在里面和主教，因为他是眼睛看不见。And
because Sister Fanny Crosby, when she wrote a hymn,
但她心灵当中摸着神的丰富，摸着神的同在。
And she was talking about the inner fellowship with the Lord because she was blind.
她里面就涌出美词来了。
Therefore, from her heart, there was a gushing out of joy.
所以与神交通中享受他的甘甜丰富而有的歌唱赞美。
And that's the singing and praise because of our fellowship with him, enjoying his sweetness and abundance.
第三点,
third point.
那是比较反面。
And that is a more on the negative side.
就是在你痛苦忧伤
And that is, you can also sing and praise even in your sorrow and also in your suffering.
当然了，有些弟兄姊妹，他们和主教徒呢很好，发出歌唱赞美来，那是，当然是一定是这样子的嘛。And
it seems pretty reasonable for someone who has this good fellowship with the Lord.
我的难处多大呀！
And, but you will say that, oh, what a big difficulty I have. I have poor wealth and my financial condition
is
not good. And many difficulties in my family life.
并且我可能，你们不知道，我已经失业了好久了。
And probably you don't know, I have not been employed for a long time.
所以你们可以赞美。
Therefore, you can praise.
我呢，没有什么好的事情嘛， 我怎么能够赞美得出来？
But not for me, I have nothing good to praise about.
像你们那个样样都很顺利，样样都蒙住的祝福，你们当然会歌唱，会赞美了。
Because everything go well with you, and then you have experienced the blessing of the Lord, then you are to praise.
像我所遭遇的事情呢，每一件都不称心，每一件不痛，都不痛快的。
And but for me, everything is against my will, and then there's nothing good for me.
你想想，那我，所以你们说赞美啊，对我是。 没用。
And so therefore, when you say praise and to praise, and it does not work for me.
基督徒呢, 在我们跟随主的道路上啊, 一定会碰见一些挫折，一些打击，一些难处。
And as Christians, when we follow the Lord, we will experience failures, blows, and also frustration.
因为神未曾应许天色常蓝嘛。
Because God has never promised the sky will be blue always.
哪里有天天都是光明美丽的蓝天呢？
And there is no blue sky every day.
不是天气太热，就是下雪下冰雹。
And maybe it's there's a high heat, and also sometimes it's snow.
在我们人生一生当中呢，也总是会碰见一些叫你伤心痛苦的事情。
And in our life journeys, from time to time, we will experience sorrows.
那么这个时候你怎么办？
And what should you do then?
在两百年之前，有一个姊妹叫做伊丽莎白。
And 200 years ago, a sister called Elizabeth.
她是生长在美国东北部缅 民族。
And she lived in Maine.
她那时候年轻啊，她和她先生然后也是基督徒啊，两个人结婚之后。
And when she married to her husband, also a Christian.
起初是很好的。
And their family life was good.
神也给他们两个孩子。
And God also gave them two children.
但很不幸的，到了有一天呢，两个孩子接连生病。
And but unfortunately, these two children, one got sick after another, the other.
最不幸的，一个一个都去世。
And one after the other, both of them passed away.
啊，说这个姊妹和这个弟兄，他们两个人呢。当他们把这个孩子埋葬掉之后
，So when this sister and also her husband to bury these two children，
一回到家里面
，After they return home，
看见房间是空洞洞的
，They saw an empty house。
以前那个热闹、那个欢笑的声音，现在都听不见了。
And then all the laughters and the joyful moment were gone。
这姊妹一看见这个情形啊，她悲从中来啊。
And so the sister, when she was reminded of that, there was a sorrow.
怎么办？怎么办、啊、
？And so she was weeping and crying out, "What should I do?"
我们的家已经被拆毁掉了。
And our house, our family has been destroyed.
我们家已经完了。
And now we are ruined.
所以她在痛苦悲伤之中。
And so in her grief and sorrows.
那么她先生这个弟兄呢？他很有学习。
And yet her husband was a man of learning.
看见了妻子这么悲伤、这么痛苦的时候啊。
And when he saw his wife in such a sorrow.
这个当然是人之常情了。碰见这么打击，哪一个人不痛苦
？And that is our natural reaction when we experience such a big blow.
你想想，我们怎么能够安慰她呀
？Think about it. How can we comfort her?
那么她的丈夫呢，很有智慧。
And yet her husband was very wise.
就跟在她太太说。
And so he came to his wife.
你知道吧
？Do you know this?
当我们的孩子生病或者是有什么难处的时候啊
，And when our children were sick or in any difficulty，
那正是我们最关心他的时候。
And that is the moment that we put most care。
我们就常常陪伴他在旁边。
And we spend a lot of time accompanying them。
他们健康的时候，他们活蹦乱跳的时候，我们都不一定跟他在一起。
And when they were healthy and we probably didn't spend that much time with them.
如果他们有痛苦的事情或者他们生病的时候，我们做父母的总是啊，昼夜都陪着他们了，在照顾他们，看爱他们。
And when they were sick, we spent day and night caring for them.
所以你晓不晓得、现在这是天父啊，最亲近我们，最照顾我们，最与我们同在的时候。
So do you know this, that it is a moment that our Heavenly Father is drawing most near to us.
就像我们做父母的关心自己的儿女一样。
Just like our, for us as parents, how we care for our own children.
所以姊妹啊，你要晓得，现在我们最痛苦的时候，正是天父和主耶稣与我们最亲近的时候。
And do you know that, my sister, and as we are suffering the most, it's the nearest time that our Lord Jesus Christ is to us.
他的眼睛一直在看着我们。
And he is watching over us.
他一直关心着我们。
He is caring for us.
所以我们要想到神现在与我们最近，比以往还要更近。
And we should think that God is even nearer to us than before.
那么这个姊妹啊，就得了安慰了。
Then that sister got comforted.
所以有了这首诗歌啊，叫224首那里，愿我爱你更深那一首诗歌。
And therefore we have this Psalm 224.
我想你都
听 More love to thee.
都会唱的啊。愿我爱你更深，更深爱你，是不是
？And that is a familiar hymn to many brothers and sisters.
这是我们的歌，在伤心痛苦当中来歌唱来赞美。
And that is our singing and praising in our grief and sorrow.
第四点呢
？The fourth point.
我们讲到，在我们灵里边黑暗、沉闷、痛苦、低沉的时候。
And it talks about our in our spirit, there's a darkness and also it's the spirit is very low.
来歌唱赞美。
And we are to sing and praise.
刚才我们讲到外面的环境。
And we just mentioned our circumstances.
现在讲到我们里边的属灵光景。
And now we are talking about our inward spiritual condition.
我最近呢，真是觉得在主面前呢，非常的黑暗。
And probably recently we have felt that our condition is very dark.
好像也摸不着神的同在。
In our prayers, it seems we cannot touch the presence of God.
读圣经也读得很枯燥，觉得没味道。
As we read the word, it seems very dry too.
我来听到了聚会，听弟兄们讲道，听弟兄姊妹们交通，我也觉得有一点好像没办法接受。
And as we come to the meetings, as we listen to the messages and the fellowship of brothers and sisters, it seems not for us to accept.
我就是这一段时间呢，就是摸不着神的同在。
And as if we have cannot touch the presence of the Lord.
好像整个光景啊，就处在黑暗当中。
So all our conditions is in darkness.
莫非神已经离弃我了
？Is that God has departing from me？
一定是神看我不好啊，把我丢弃了，所以叫我怎么都摸不着。
Is that God has forsaken me?
我们基督徒啊，都喜欢很有感觉。
And for Christians, we like to have a full
feeling.
And our prayers will be answered.
圣经很有亮光。
And as we read the word, we have a lot of light.
教会亲爱也是非常的甘甜。
And as we fellowship, we can enjoy the sweetness.
我们关系很好，那主与我们同在。
Then we have these good conditions that the Lord's presence is with us.
现在我什么都摸不着。
But now I can touch nothing.
你说耶稣爱我们，耶稣爱我们，我都不觉得耶稣爱我们。
And when you say that the Lord Jesus Christ loves us, but I cannot feel it.
一定是神丢弃我了，所以才。我才落到这种光景里面。
And it must have been the fact that God has forsaken me, so that I would be in this condition.
所以我们想起诗篇第十八篇
then,
第十一节那节圣经。
That reminds us of Psalm 18, verse 11.
那是非常好的一节圣经。
That is a very good verse.
那节圣经他说，他以黑暗为藏身之处。
He says that he made darkness his hiding place.
他以水的黑暗啊，天空的厚云啊，为他四围的行宫。
His canopy around him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies.
这个观念，这个圣经和我们一般的观念不一样。
And so this, the verses say something contradictory to our normal concept.
我们以为神就住在荣耀光明之中，是不是啊？
And we, in our concept, we feel like God is in glory, is in light.
但是这句圣经说，他以黑暗为藏身之处。
But here he says that he made darkness his hiding place.
以水的黑暗和天空的厚云为他四围的行宫。
And his canopy around him.
啊，这个是怎么回事啊？
And what does that mean?
所以弟兄姊妹，这些圣经呢，这是给我们一个很大的帮助。
And brothers and sisters, actually this verse gives us a lot of help.
一个很大的力量。
And it's a great strength.
那就是正当我处在黑暗痛苦之中。
That means that when we are still in darkness, in suffering,
好像神把我丢弃了一样
as if we have been forsaken by God.
哪里知道神就在其中
out of our expectation that God actually is in it.
你觉得黑暗的环境
and the condition you think is dark.
你觉得什么都摸不着的情形
and the condition that you feel like you can touch nothing.
神就在里边
and yet God is right there.
你不喜欢黑暗
You don't like darkness.
我们只喜欢光明。
We all like light.
但是神也就住在黑暗当中。
And yet God also make darkness his hiding place.
就像那天路加福音最后一章啊，有两个门徒不是下到以马忤去吗
？And just like the gospel according to Luke, and there's two disciples went down to Emmaus.
他们那个时候心情啊非常低沉。
And their heart was very heavy.
因为我们呢、啊。跟随耶稣已经跟随了大概三年半之久了。
Because we have followed the Lord Jesus for more than almost three and a half years.
我们总是盼望他就是弥赛亚呢，要来复兴我们以色列国的。
We hope that he will be the Messiah to restore the nation of Israel.
但是我们这三年呢，白跟了。
But we have wasted our time following him.
现在我们这位耶稣已经被钉十字架死掉了。
And now this Jesus has been crucified.He died.
并且被埋葬掉了。
And he was buried.
我们的盼望整个都落空。
And that all our hopes came to an end.
所以我们还要在耶路撒冷干什么
？And what should we do in Jerusalem?
还不如回到以马忤去。
And why don't we just return to Emmaus?
再回到世界去干我的老行业去。
And let's turn to the world and to pick up our old professions.
这两个人一面走啊，一面都是在那讲到一些比较低沉悲观的话。
And so as on the way they had this conversation that was more negative.
结果呢，那天呢，耶稣。就在靠近他们身边呢，与他们同行。
And yet, on that day, Jesus drew near to them and to walk with them.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是说我们 各方面都很好的时候，与神的同在。
And brothers and sisters, it's not that every aspect of our lives is good and we have a, or could have a presence of God.
有的时候神就把我们摆在那很糟糕的光景之里面。
Sometimes God will place us in a very terrible condition.
但是呢，神就住在这黑暗当中。
And yet God made the darkness his hiding place.
他有天空的厚云为他的四围的行宫啊。
And then he made the canopy around him.
嗯。所以我就很喜欢诗那个诗歌里面有一首诗歌。
And therefore I like a hymn, in the hymnary.
那个诗歌307首啊。
And hymn 307.
他就讲到一起说叫黑夜沉沉何等美丽。
And he says that, his beauty in the deep dark night.
用信默述不用言。
I by faith, not by sight.
透过这些黑暗密布的情形。
And through this darkness.
我看见他的发光脸了。
And I could see his bright face.
哎呀，这是个很吸引。
And that is really attractive.
黑暗黑暗沉沉何等美丽，用信默述不用言。
And in the deep dark night, his beauty, and by faith and not sight, my trace.
所以我们不是靠着我们外面的感觉，乃是我们里边的信心来接受主的同在。
So that does not depend on our outward feelings, rather it is by our inward faith to accept his presence.
我们的主耶稣基督他在地上所遭遇到的许多的难处。
And so we are reminded about our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth, all the suffering he went through.
连神的儿子耶稣基督那一天呢，也是喊着说。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Even our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he cried out, "My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?"
为我们尝过我们人在地上所遭遇到一切痛苦、一切难处。
And our Lord Jesus Christ has experienced all the sufferings and the difficulties that we are going through.
所以这位主耶稣基督也在我们遭遇的难处、遭遇的痛苦的时候，他就在我们的身边。
Therefore, this Lord Jesus is with us when in our difficulties and in our sufferings.
我这回讲一点就完。
And lastly, I'm going to mention one more point.
就在与仇敌征战的时候来歌唱赞美。
And we can sing and praise as we are in battle with the enemy.
那么这个呢，就以可以说先从保罗和希腊的经历里边来讲到。
And so that we can see that experience in the life of Paul and Silas.
因为保罗希腊为着传福音呢，就被关在腓立比的监狱里边。
Because for Paul and Silas, when they preached the gospel, he was put in prison.
这是一个属灵的征战。
And that was a spiritual battle.
我们要服侍主，跟随主。
As we are to follow the Lord.
但仇敌始终不肯放松。
And yet the enemy would not let go of us.
常常来攻击我们。
And he would attack us often.
现在我处在黑夜的里头。
Now I am in the dark night.
四面都是监牢，铜墙铁壁。
And now we are in the prison with the walls around us.
就在这个征战当中啊，保罗跟希腊两个人呢，就唱起诗歌来赞美神。
But in that battle, they both sent praises to and praise to the Lord.
大大的震动。
And then the ground was shaking.
囚犯的锁链都掉下来了。
And all the chains on the prisoners fell off. 监牢
门也开放了。
And the gate was open.
所以在和仇敌打仗的时候啊，你要歌唱赞美。
So in our battle with the enemy, we need to sing and praise.
马丁路德就有这个经历。
And Martin Luther had the same experience.
当时马丁路德看见因信称义的真理。
When Martin Luther was given the truth of justification by faith,
起来登高一呼啊，他就在天主教教廷里面说，许多是都是不合圣经的。
And so he made a claim that the things practiced in Catholicism was not biblical.
人称义是因信主耶稣基督。
And justification is because of our faith in Christ Jesus. It's not by our own merits.
也不是借着你们教皇卖赎罪券给人。
And that is not because of indulgence sold by the Pope.
单单是因信耶稣基督和他钉十字架，我们就因信称义。
That we are justified by faith by believing in Jesus Christ and His crucifixion.
哦，这个罗马的教皇那些天主教里面的人呢，个个都气得要死。
And for the Pope and also the Catholics, they were enraged. They used all kinds of means to try to kill the Martin Luther.
这个时候，马丁路德就唱起一首诗歌了。
And at that time, Martin Luther sang a hymn.
咱们诗歌本领654首。
And that is in our hymnary 654.
我神乃是大能的堡垒。
And he said that, Oh God, Almighty Fortress is our God.
他讲到这首是个非常好的。 我神是我大能的堡垒，永不失败，永坚固。
And he said that a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never fail.
自命为难，密不示畏。
And our helper, our amidst the flood,
他是我们的帮助了。
Of a mortal ills are prevailing.
我们若是用自己的力量，我们的斗争必定失败。
If we are to use our own strength, we are doomed to fail.
但是我们这边有一个适当的合神心意的人选。第二节，我们这边有一个适当合神心意的人在这。
But here now, we're not the right man on our side.
若问赐人名字
and then does as who that may be?
基督耶稣就是。
And Christ Jesus, it is He.
就是万军之王。
And the Lord is Sabaoth, His name.
万事万代一样。
From age to age, the same.
至于他能得全胜。
And He must win the battle.
所以这个是在和仇敌征战的时候啊，必须要歌唱赞美来胜过敌人。
And so that is in our battle with the enemy, we need to sing and praise to overcome the enemy.
最后马丁路德打了美好的胜仗。
And in the end, Martin Luther fought a good fight.
在教会历史上给我们留下美好的见证。
And he left a wonderful testimony in church history.
我想今天我就教堂的这个位置。
And so that will conclude my sharing.
我们最主要的呢就是神喜欢在他家中充满歌唱赞美。
The main point is that God desired His house to be filled with praising and singing.
是为着将来我们在新耶路撒冷里面歌唱赞美。
And for our future, while we are be singing in New Jerusalem.
今天我们就要在现在各样的环境当中来学习歌唱赞美。
Even today, under all circumstances, we are to learn to sing and praise.
愿我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
May all every brothers and sisters.
都像大卫一样。
Will be like David.
是个善于弹琴的人。
Is a good at a playing harp.
或者说是个善于歌唱赞美的人。
Or in other words, is a good at singing and praising.
好，我们请今天弟兄，你带我们祷告好吗
？Going to ask Brother John to lead us in prayer.
主啊，你是永远配得我们赞美的。
Lord, you are worthy of our praise always.
你的所事、你的所作都配得我们的赞美。
For who you are, for what you have done, is worthy of our praise.
主啊，你是何等的伟大
！And you are so great.
你所造的天
，the heaven that you have made.
你所造的人。
The man you have made
都是极其的奇妙可畏
，and all of them are precious.
主啊，你爱我们
，and all of them are wonderful.
为我们流血舍命
，you loved us and you have shed your blood for us.
你的牺牲，你的忍耐
，your sacrifice and your patience
配得我们的赞美
，are worthy of our praise.
主啊，让我们效法大卫
，and Lord, let us learn from David.
我们也成为教会中的美歌者
，and we can also be the good singers in the church.
在我们心中常常唱美歌
，and so in our hearts there is a melody.
无论在什么样的环境中
，no matter what circumstances we might be in,
神都配得我们的赞美。
Our God is worthy of our praise.
主啊，赞美真是你的宝座
，and yes, indeed, you are enthroned upon the praises.
赞美是我们的得胜
，and the praises are our victory.
愿你的子民成为赞美的子民。
May your people be a people of praise.
愿你的荣耀充满你的圣所当中。
And may your glory fill the temple of yours.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.